got four field goals there out of Matt McCrane, accurate on all of them. In a game like that where you're kind of struggling to get in the end zone there on some of those positions, how big is it to have him just be so pinpoint accurate in those kicks?
Well, you know, and Matt goes back some. I mean, he's missed a couple of, you know, substantial field goals, but you go look at the entirety of his career, and he's been very good. Considering how difficult that is, you know, I mean, that's said so many times. That's probably, outside of snapping ball, that's probably the hardest thing in the game of football itself, you know, is to be able to put it through those two little upright, those toothpicks up there, and he does it quite well. You know, it takes a lot of focus and a great deal of discipline on his part, and he works at it. You know, it's important to him, and he's done well with it.
Drops continue to be an issue today for the receivers. Can you put a finger on why that's been a problem for 2 weeks now?
Well, yes, I can put a finger on it. I can put more than a finger on it, I can assure you that, and certainly will. You know, it's an issue that, you know, I thought during the course of the week that we had, you know, that we made some headway. You know, obviously we didn't have to do something about it, you know, which, I mean, there are two options, and one is it gets corrected or you get somebody else. That's simple.
What is your assessment of the offense today?
Very, very inconsistent. You know, we've made a few plays, but had a couple of big plays. We need to be a more of a big play offense, not collectively a big play offense, but we need to, that needs to be part of the balance that we have, and we don't have quite enough of those, and we were not in the second half. We're not a very good third down football team. But a lot of that is, you know, Baylor has been very successful on some of the things that they have done on third down. So my hat goes off to them. I think they have played well. But nevertheless, it's not about them. It's about us. And you know, we just have to be better at that time. I mean, there's a lot of things that I can go through and define that, you know, our issues or problems that we had today as I could in any other ball game, and those are things that, you know, we have to go to work on. Sometimes they're the same and sometimes they're totally different from the previous ball game. It's the nature of the game.
Coach, give up about 80 yards in the first half to the Baylor's offense. What do you see that changed in the second half? I know there are big plays for the Bears, but what changed?
Well, I think that was exactly it, was big plays. They had 10 yards rushing in the first half, and then, you know, we pin them down. They're 90 yards away from the, or 85 yards away from the goal line. They hand it off, and it's like we've never been around before. And guy runs it for whatever that is, 85 yards or so, you know, for a touchdown. That, you know, that doesn't set very well. And it's just being out of position, you know, being someplace other than where you're supposed to be. You know, that goes back to discipline, and quite obviously we need to be a far better disciplined football team than what we are in some areas.
Coach, your defensive line gets 3 sacks and 5 tackles for loss. Can you assess their progress and over the last 2 games?
Well, I'm only focused on this one, and I really was pleased with, you know, across the board, all four defensive linemen, defensive ends, as well as our interior defensive line. I thought they played hard today. I thought, you know, you say 3 sacks. I say they only got 3 sacks, but there were a lot of pressures, you know, and they put some pressure on him. We were a little lax in our coverage, and some of those pressures that we got, he threw balls that really shouldn't have been caught, but, you know, we just gave up the coverage a little bit. But I was pleased with him, to answer your question. I think our defensive line played very well today.
Bill, what was your take on the targeting call and increased absence? How did you feel Jonathan stepped in?
Well, I haven't seen it. The play happened right in front of me, and I just didn't see him there. Now, they're not going to throw the flag. They didn't throw a flag, but they looked at it on tape, so they must have seen it. I didn't see the play, so there's nothing I can say about it. I saw the play. I didn't see him make the contact. You know, he said when he went in, his helmet went down. So if that's the case and he hit him, you know, in the appropriate area, then, you know, obviously it would be an appropriate call. I just don't know. I haven't seen it. There was another question with that. What was it? Jonathan Durham. Jonathan held up pretty well. You know, at the last 2 drives in the ball game, they went after him and tried to isolate him and get one-on-one with him. And, you know, he gave up, a short throw, but then he defended well on a deep ball that they tried to get on him. So I was pleased about that.
After the disappointments of Vanderbilt, 2 weeks of preparation for this game, you got the win, but was this a big enough step in the right direction for you?
Well, you're talking to the wrong guy. I mean, it's never, you know, big enough, you know, for me. I mean, I always want a little bit more than what we do. That's, That's just one of my faults. But, you know, I don't know. I have to watch the videotape. You know, there's a lot of things that, just like I said, it's no different than what I indicated. A lot of things that we did well, but a lot of things that we didn't do well, and we have to go back and correct them. That happens every week. You know, we had a chance for the ball game to open up the ball game and make it a little bit easier, you know, of a ball game towards the end. You know, we just didn't do it. So, just got to correct the mistakes.
Dalton Risner went down again with another injury. Is he, they came back in the game later, is he doing all right? Any concerns about his health moving forward after this?
Well, I'm concerned. I mean, this is a hard game. I'm concerned about everybody's health and certainly Dalton as well. But he's a tough young guy. And, you know, as long as we're not putting him into any jeopardy, you know, he works hard at his rehab. You know, he spends an awful lot of time with the trainers and still maintains, you know, a very good GPA. I mean, he's good in the classroom, but he works at his rehab, and that's what you have to do. I mean, you really have to work at it. If you, you know, a lot of guys can get hurt and stay hurt, and a lot of guys can get hurt and they get back on the field and they're healthy when they get back. And those are the guys that really work at it. We've got a very, very fine training staff. You know, Matt Thomason and Mindy Hoffman, Simeon Seiler, and anyway, those guys, and they do a tremendous job with the young people. We've got a great set of doctors, you know, that help us out. Same doctors we've had for a long time, and together, if we get the cooperation out of the players, then if it is at all manageable, they'll get it managed.
How would you assess Jesse's performance today at quarterback? And I'm sure he works on sliding, but it seems like sometimes it's a little unorthodox. I don't know how you can do that.
Well, you know, Jesse was kind of picking his way a little bit today. But, you know, at the end of the day, you go back and he, I don't know what he rushed for down here on this paper, I'm sure, but probably a substantial or a decent amount of yardage, you know, for us. And I think his yards per touch were probably pretty decent as well. You know, he did all right. Yeah, I don't know how else to answer it. I mean, I think he did all right. I mean, you say he works on his sliding. We don't work on sliding. That's another sport. But anyway, but he managed. He can run the ball. He picks his way pretty well. You know, he's pretty good. He doesn't like me to say that he's deceptively fast, but you know, he is a little faster than what people judge him to be. But more so than that, I mean, it's not speed that gives him an opportunity. It's the fact that he's pretty perceptive about where people are and how to get where, you know, where he's going, and got good movement and decent quickness to him. And made a couple of bad choices in the run game too. You know, we ended up kicking a field goal where he should have hit a touchdown. He took it the wrong way, but you know, by and large, you know, he's playing reasonably well.
Coach, could you please comment on Kendall Adams and his playmaking ability? He had another one today.
You know, and he did, and I just mumbled the same thing. You know, when it happened, that you know, it's ironic. To a certain degree that, you know, week after week after week, I think three in a row or whatever the case is, that he's made a substantial play, you know, in a ball game. Two of the three counted. But he's, you know, it comes from, you know, his experience that helps him a great deal, but it comes from being in the right place at the right time. And as I've said so many times, you know, those guys that have been around for a while and really get into it can process information a little bit faster than others. And he's at that point where he's processing information pretty quickly, and consequently he can get into, you know, places a little faster than his speed might normally allow him to get to.
You mentioned being close to breaking this game open. What do you think it's going to take to really break the game open in the future when you guys have a chance?
Coaching better, playing better.
Coach has anticipated your defense had to face a team that's got you over, out in open space on the defensive side of the ball. How do you feel that they performed today?
That wasn't necessarily the case in the first half of the ball game. I mean, they played us with, which we anticipated, just kind of been their calling card, but they, you know, they played us one way in the first half, both offensively and defensively, but they played us one way in the first half offensively and gave us a completely different set of looks in the second half. And, you know, they were focused on running the ball in the first half, and so consequently you know, we didn't give up very much in the way of the passing game either. I think they had 70 yards passing in the first half and 10 rushing. But in the second half, we gave up way too many throws. And that's when they, you know, they played with, you know, four wide outs, you know, at the time. And consequently, they, you know, spread us out a little bit. And we probably playing a little tentative as well. That's, you know, something we've still got to work on.
They're concerned about special teams, DJ, a couple fumbles on punt returns, and he gave up a big punt.
Yes, you know, big concern about that. You know, and DJ, that's Norm, that hasn't happened for him before. I mean, it doesn't happen in practice, and we put him in situations in practice where, you know, you'd think normally if it's going to happen, it'll happen then because we've, you know, put some pressure on him. But, you know, it was, the effort was great in both occasions, but nevertheless, he still put the ball on the ground, so he got to manage the ball better. That's not that he wasn't trying, but, you know, still, you know, have to do something about it. Now, I'm not going to totally, you know, we'll get him straightened out, and he'll straighten himself out, let me put it that way. He'll work hard enough to be able to handle the ball well enough, and, you know, he'll get back on the field. He's a good return guy. But we have some other guys that we put back there as well, and they did all right. Yeah, on the fake punt, that's on us.